The sporting event, or one of the sporting events I look forward to each and every year, is State of Origin, and the opening match of the three-game series will be played tonight. Queensland take on New South Wales up there in Queensland at Townsville for the first ever time. I think a State of Origin match has been ever played in the northern part of Queensland. Of course, this match was meant to be played here in Victoria, but with the COVID situation, Rugby League, or the NRL, was forced to move it. And we have New South Wales still, despite travelling to the northern part of Queensland, are still the dominant favourites here at $1.50. Queensland at $2.60. They've been even well back this morning, New South Wales. Now, a man to help us out, or I don't know if it's a man. I think it is a man. It's the Pope. Now, thanks to the mailbag, he's the mailbag member that tips winners for fun when it comes to rugby league, and he joins us now. Hello, Pope. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Gareth. How are you?
A lot of intrigue with the Pope these days, and they tell me you've been tipping up a storm on the mailbag, so I thought it'd be best that we get you on here, RSN Central, and talk about this opening match of the State of Origin. Are you surprised with the market that New South Wales are so short?
I'm not, Gareth. I probably thought it would move this way eventually, and it's gone a little bit in what I thought might happen. There's a few injury clouds around Queensland. You've got two Melbourne boys in Cameron Munster and Harry Grant who haven't played for 5 weeks, and a couple other guys under a cloud, and New South Wales have picked a really good team. So despite being up north, which obviously the partisan crowd will favour Queensland, I'm not overly surprised it's around the price now.
How much do you have to take into account regarding, say, Queensland's ability to overcome the odds and win these type of matches when they arrive as the underdog, especially in their own backyard?
Yeah, it's a massive factor. They're probably, in betting parlance, they're probably a too short as a result, just on the back of those emotional factors that they just get up for Origin, especially when it's in Queensland. So it would probably be a different price if it wasn't for the fact that Origin is geared towards Queensland and they seem more emotionally attached to the concept as well. So that could be a bigger, New South Wales could be a shorter price than what they are even, I think, too.
So right now, if I said to you, you could have one play for the rest of the season, Nathan Cleary or Cameron Munster, which one would you choose?
I'd have to go Cleary.
Yep.
Much to the chagrin of Melbourne listeners, Gareth, but he's just in red hot form. Munster's, he had a bit of a clunky start for the year too. Like, he probably hasn't quite adapted with Smith leaving Melbourne. He's still probably figuring out how to incorporate his natural flair and be a game manager. So he hasn't quite had the season that Cleary's had, and Cleary's red hot at the moment. He's the best player going around in the NRL, I think, currently.
Yeah, he had a really good game two of the State of Origin last year. Then Queensland worked him out a little bit. How do you think that Queensland stop his influence this time around? Do they do what they did last time and just go after him?
I think so. The man for that tonight's going to be Christian Welsh, another Melbourne Storm player. So getting up out of the line and minimising the amount of time Cleary has with the ball is going to be key. And Welsh is going to be that man. Every time Cleary gets a pass away, hit him, get contact on him, just make him wear a bruise and get him out of the game that way, I think it's going to be the best way. And Welsh will be the guy to do that for Queensland.
So how do we make some money tonight then in the opening game of Origin?
Well, we back New South Wales 13+ is okay. Probably the one. I'm a Queensland boy, so the heart doesn't like saying that, Gareth, but yep. I just think they're too good. If they get relatively even share of possession, that back line looks unreal for New South Wales. There's a lot of potency, and Townsville is a pretty quick deck. Like, it's conducive to taking football up there. So I think New South Wales 13+, and you could probably, if you're looking for a same game multi, I'd even have New South Wales 13+ into the under points. I think the 42.5 is a big number, and there's a bit of a negative correlation between those two events, so you can get a pretty attractive price with that.
Have you ever seen a player have an influence on a team like Tommy Tavorovic has had on Manly since he's come back from that hamstring injury? Like,
no.
I could have beat them in the early part of the season. He's come along, Tommy Turbo, and he's basically just made them into a... I was trying to describe this to a friend the other day. It's basically like, and this is... it's basically like a LeBron influence on the Lakers, the way that Tommy T's been able to make Manly a better sporting side.
It's a good analogy, Gareth. They were legitimate wooden spoon candidates in the first 4 weeks of the year. They look horrendous. He's come back and like they're on the sixth line of begging now for the premiership. Like it's an amazing turnaround, and I've never seen it in Australian sport, the effect he's had, and guys around him too. Like you've got Daly Cherry Evans, who's Queensland captain. He looked borderline reserve grader at the start of the year, and Tommy's come back and he's lifted as well. So he lifts everyone around him as well to make them a confident side of. I can't quite remember anything like it in Australian football codes anyway.
What about first try scorer? That's a popular betting option. Do we just go to the wingers of both sides, or do you think maybe Tommy Turbo in the Sanders could break through a line and score the first try?
All that's possible. I'll go with a bigger price there. I'm going to tip up a little known player, Tarek Sims. So
okay.
I think he's about $26, and the theory here is they're a pretty dominant left side. Like there's some big names there in Latrell, at Okar, Tedesco is going to be sweeping around. And I think the defensive focus might need to be on those guys. And Sims plays that side of the field. And I can see him just slipping through when the focus is elsewhere on that side at a big price. So I'm going to go Sims at $26, Gareth.
All right, then Sims to score the first try at $26. And New South Wales at 13 plus in the opening match there at Townsville tonight. There's something special. I love State of Origin. Should be a beauty. After this, we head to Sydney for game two. If you think New South Wales are going to win tonight, you may as well have your house on New South Wales to win the series then at $1.53.
Yeah, well, we actually go to Brisbane for game two.
Oh, two, so sorry, yeah.
That's, and I think that's even a bit of extra motivation for New South Wales. They don't want to be going to Suncorp down 1-0 in the series either to the Cauldron, where the home crowd's even probably more partisan than Townsville. So if you needed any additional motivation for New South Wales, I think they don't want to be going to Brisbane with the series on the line. So they need to win tonight, and yeah, they are the better team. And with that additional factor, I think they're a good thing tonight, to be honest.
All right, mate. The Pope, geez, it's a pleasure to meet you. Heard a lot about you. You've been dominating tipping there on the mailbag with the NRL this season. Let's hope that continues on now in the State of Origin. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Gareth. Appreciate it.